From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the unvarnished truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself this morning, Wednesday, the 19th of August, 2009. Looks like Brett Favre still can't make up his mind and stay retired. He's just signed on for another lackluster year in the NFL, this time with the Minnesota Vikings. Last year, the has-been out of Hattiesburg spent a laughable year in New Jersey with the Jets. Now he's in Minneapolis trying to gain revenge on the Green Bay Packers for taking him at his word when he first said he was quitting football. As a Bears fan, made so after Reggie White's filthy bigotry in front of the Wisconsin State Legislature in 1998, this is turning out for me to be a year I'm going to love to hate. First with Michael Vick signing with the Eagles and reestablishing the NFL as the National Felons League, and now this. Barry Crimmins reminds me that the hype could still be worse, since the Vikings and the Eagles don't play each other this season. In Chicago, real estate tycoon Sam Zell appears to be not long at the top of the Tribune Company. A story in the Chicago Sun-Times says that Zell will be forced out of his position so that the banks that helped him take the Tribune Company private will piddle off the Chicago Tribune, Los Angeles Times, WGN Television and Radio in Chicago, WPIX TV in New York, KTLA in Los Angeles, a few more TV stations, and the Chicago Cubs baseball team for whatever price they're able to get. Meanwhile, Colonel McCormick must be crying in his grave. The National Equality March, which I predicted would be a reality on this program a few months back, is getting a green light set for October the 11th. It'll see a march on Washington, D.C. to call for the protection and defense of the civil rights of LGBT Americans, largely out of frustration with the Obama administration's foot-dragging on abolishing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, among other things. And California's Proposition Hate, endorsed by GLAAD and the Universal Fellowship of Metropolitan Community Churches, who were also early endorsers of the last few marches on Washington. More information to be found at equalityacrossamerica.org. An upstate New York man has been sentenced to the maximum 25 years in prison for the hate crime killing of a transgendered woman. Dwight D. Lee was found guilty of manslaughter last month for shooting Letitia Green because of anti-gay bias. The 20-year-old construction laborer is just the second victim in the nation convicted of a hate crime for killing a transgender victim. He was sentenced yesterday in Syracuse. And a little information about this program. Beginning next week, this news and commentary program will be produced twice a week for release on Tuesdays and Fridays on the calendars of most of the world. Next Wednesday, we'll see the first in a new series of programs on cinema. And the LGBT news headline program out front should be going to 5 times a week. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. A man vying for the title of New Zealand's most incompetent criminal left his name and contact details with a shop before robbing it and fleeing. The man, a regular customer of the music shop in the southern city of Christchurch, grabbed handfuls of notes from the till with 4 surveillance cameras trained on him on Friday, according to the shop's manager in a local newspaper. Just minutes before the robbery, the man had approached the assistant saying he wanted a copy of Pink Floyd's album The Wall held for him and giving his address and phone number. We don't need your education, right, okay. Manager Gary Knight says, although the shop assistant was distracted with helping another customer, 2 other people in the store witnessed the theft. The guy also had other long-standing requests for albums at the shop, also accompanied by his name and contact details. Jeez. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news for yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until Friday morning, have yourselves some peace and oranges. Thank you.